Welcome back to Section 314. It's been a while. We've been having technical difficulties. Apparently, a lot of difficulties with the Blues as well. But we're back, and we're just here to talk some hockey and get back into it for us at least. How have you been, Maggie?
Been busy with work. Busy watching the Blues doing whatever they are doing. Yeah, that's about it, really. I've been getting hopeful for the Blues turning it around, and then now we got all these injuries piling up, and it just seems to be like the same story. I texted my uncle this morning, and I said, you know, I really hope once we get all these guys back, we can start putting it together. And then hours later, we find out that Kyrou lands on the IR. Bustet is out about 5 days, say, I think concussion. And so then we signed Robbie Fabbri today, a 2019 Stanley Cup champion. I'm not mad about the signing at all. Last he was with the Anaheim Ducks. Before that, he was with the Detroit Red Wings for 5 years when we traded him for Jacob DeLaRosa, which is he's not even on our team, and he's also not in the NHL anymore. So I'm excited to have number 15 back in the Blue sweater. Hopefully we can get past some of the injuries. I said it's a similar signing to like Sonny. You know, they both have had the same kind of injuries and just getting their legs back. So I'm excited to see him and, you know, see if he can keep a spot on the roster. You know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm happy he's here. I see it as like, you know, it's like your season's not super promising as you thought it was at this point, you know, coming into mid, late December, and you know, you got like a handful of injuries going on. And if you look at the stat sheet, it's like the entire team, except maybe two or three players are, you know, their plus minus is it's literally all negative except for like two or three players that are, you know, they're neutral or positive. And to just bring Fabbri in here, it's just, I just kind of see it as like, you know, why not? We need some help. We need something. Players are injured. No one's producing. You can't, it's like the opportunities you get when you find a period or two or a game or two where you're finally doing well. It's like you can't find ways to just execute all the time when you need to, and it's just like you're falling short of all these opportunities. And for whatever it is, we're not getting enough goals and we're not getting enough wins. So I just kind of see it as screw it, like why not? Let's bring back an old face, a little bit of chemistry with some old players, and hopefully just kind of keep the ship afloat for now before the season just kind of totally spirals out of control. And with that being said, you know, we got two divisional matchups coming up against the Predators on Thursday and the Blackhawks Friday night at home. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, regardless of what the season is, you know, you circle this game on the calendar for Friday night against the Blackhawks. It's, you know, it's one you want to show up for no matter what the season's going like, and to walk away with a win there against a rival opponent.
Yeah, I was checking out the standings earlier, and Nashville's in 31st place. We're in 27th, and Chicago's in 24th. I know Chicago was riding a hot hand for a while. They were fun to watch. Looks like it's kind of cooled off for them for a little bit. So I'm hoping the boys in blue can get a win Friday and tomorrow, Thursday, against Nashville. I'm just kind of a team that is very confusing. They have the pieces. I guess they're just not really putting them together. Kind of similar to the Blues. If you would have asked me, you know, a couple months ago, which you did ask me, how did we think the Blues were going to be looking this season? I mean, we can all go back to that series with Winnipeg. This is a whole different team than when that series with Winnipeg. We got the same players. We just cannot put it together. And I don't understand. Just like people, you know, on social media are like, Game 7 against Winnipeg broke the Blues. Which, you know, it could, that I think 50-50. I definitely think the Blues could have won that game and moved on, but also like they weren't even supposed to really make the playoffs. So, you know, proud of them either way, but this season's going to be a long one. I saw somebody saying that they think the Blues are going to squeak in a wild card position, and, you know, it's still technically early in the season. We got a lot of season to go, so we'll see what happens.
And speaking of wild card, we're only like 2 points out of it right now, surprisingly, for our record and where you see our standings and like overall in the league. Utah Mammoth have, what is it, like 31 points? Yeah, 31 points, and the Blues have 29. So again, it's, you know, it's only December, but it's also not very promising the way things are going. It's just, you're not getting enough goals, you're not getting enough wins. And for the longest time, maybe this entire season, I think we have yet to win three games in a row. So it's, I mean, you got to have those streaks in there if you want to produce and really make a name for yourself and put yourself in a position to be successful when the springtime comes around, when, you know, past the trade deadline and stuff like that. And maybe that's something Doug needs to think about too, is like, you know, coming around to this trade deadline, it's like, all right, you know, we had a really promising ending to the last season. We thought this season was gonna be super promising, you know, coming into October, and it's kind of gotten worse. And then now there's more injuries and stuff like that, and there's only so much more time, so much more, you know, only so many more seasons for Doug before Steiner takes over here. I think we can all agree that we're kind of considering ourselves to be in that cup window within, you know, the next 5 years or so, the way things were going. And I mean, right now it's not looking that way for now, but maybe that's something we need to tweak come the trade deadline time. I don't know. I mean, Booch is minus 11. I just feel like there's just some star players also on the team. They're just not producing, not creating opportunities for the team, and not stepping up as the veterans they are. And that's kind of sad, and it sucks to watch and frustrating to watch, especially in our second periods that just for whatever reason completely fall apart whenever there's games that we start so well.
Yeah, I agree. Red, we have not won 3 games in a row for 249 days, which is very sad. I think I have kind of like an interesting take on the trade deadline. Like, I look forward to the trade deadline every year in hockey because it's just so much fun. But I also like would not be mad if the Blues did not make any moves. And like, I know people are going to probably like be like, what the hell is she talking about? But also, I don't know. I might just have too much faith in this team, but I feel like we do have the parts. It's just we're not playing a full 60 minutes of hockey. Like you said, the second period has been like awful for us. For a while there, we were blowing two goal leads and losing. I just think once everybody is healthy and going, and we have a constant roster lineup for like a month or two or three, and we get going, I have a feeling the Blues might get hot at the right time. I can see it happening, and I like I said, I believe too much in this Blues team. I think the Blues will make the playoffs. I don't know how far they will go, but I do want to believe in them. You know, I want to send them positive vibes. We know what they can do. It's just, you know, getting everybody healthy and getting everybody on the same page, getting those veterans to step up and play the game that they know how to play.
Yeah, it just seems like, and I could be super ignorant here, but it just seems like you look at some of these teams, some of these players, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just like, do you guys just have struggle like mentally with just like getting down on yourself? Someone just confidence wise, like, is your confidence down too much for people to just like step up and take control of this team? And I don't know, because I'm highly competitive. I have a short temper, I'll admit it, but I don't know, when I'm getting beat down and stuff like that and getting my butt kicked, and the same thing keeps happening over and over again, where I'm letting up late second goals, I'm blowing leads in the second period, and this is not just it happened, so this is something that happens like a lot, and it's a problem. Like, it's noticeably a problem with this team. And if I'm one of these, you know, veterans, one of these quote unquote leaders on this team, I'm getting pissed off, and I'm gonna be cracking skulls and hitting bodies and doing whatever I can to turn up the heat and get my team behind me to say, let's go, let's take control of this game and stop giving up leads, stop screwing ourselves to, you know, lose points that we desperately need if we want to make the playoff. I don't know. But, and I'm sure that these guys are trying and they're working hard and this, that, and the other. But clearly, they're not doing enough to change that. I would be at the, if I was in their skates, I'd be at the point of changing that at this very moment. And I, my water would have boiled over the top, you know, at this point. But that's just me.
I agree with that. You know, we all, this is, we love this team. We want them to do well. We want to be the best. You know, we have really good players, really young players who are stepping up and playing well. I don't know. I am just, I keep thinking about this, this Fabbri signing, and I am just excited because I know that he is a good locker room guy and just getting, you know, maybe a new face in there, a familiar face, but new, you know what I mean? Just back in that locker room might help. I know. Yeah. I also don't think that coaching is a problem either. If we want to talk about coaching being a problem, we can talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the offensive coordinator, but we aren't talking about them right now.
Man.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't think Monty's a problem. I don't think you fire the coach. I don't think anything like that. Maybe what he's saying is not actually, you know, getting through to the guys. I think a lot of the fans know that it is, this is on the players. This is on them. This is on them to fix. This is on them to show up each, every
discipline
night. Yeah. It's on them, truly. I didn't think Bruby was a problem at all. I'm a big Chief fan, but I get it, especially with what what other things were going on around it. But I just don't see this as a coaching problem. I don't think it is a coaching change. I would be shocked if that happened, to be honest. Especially with like Monty knowing the system, he's coached here and he's literally the new coach. So this is. This is on the players. This is on the St. Louis Blues roster. This is on them to fix it and get their shit together.
Yeah, I definitely agree here. And I mean, we got a lot of hockey coming up, division wise. We got the Preds on Thursday, Hawks on Friday. We got the Preds again at home on Monday. The Jets next Wednesday. And then we play the Preds and Avs again later in the month of December. So I mean, so yeah, it's gonna be a challenge for us. It's going to be a real tough test, and we'll see how it goes with an injured team. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. I think hopefully we'll see a push with the Blues in the next, over the next month. We have a pretty busy schedule in January against a lot of good teams. So I'm hoping, you know, December is kind of a warm up for us to go into January and get some wins against some of the hard teams, and you know, get a run going.
Yeah, but we'll see. Hopefully bringing in Fabbri, I mean, one person's not going to fix everything, but hopefully bringing him in for now temporarily just kind of is a little momentum boost, or you know, lifts the spirits a little bit for the locker room, and gets things going.
Yeah, I agree. When I saw that, I was honestly shocked, but also not, because Doug Armstrong likes to bring people back who have been on the Blues before, aka David Perron. So, you know, you have to give him props that he's at least trying when, you know, we don't really have any assets, big assets down in Springfield. All of them are on our team right now and some are injured. So, you know, you got to give him a little credit for going out looking. It seems like he's actively looking all the time, and you know,
wait, I forgot to ask, what did we give in return for Fabbri
this time around?
Yeah, like how did we acquire him, like
he's
like
a free
trade
agent.
Wise, just a free agent. Okay, yeah, that's, I was just double checking because I totally forgot the details of it. I had to ask.
So we traded him to Detroit Red Wings. He played there for 5
right,
years.
Right, yeah.
Then got traded to Anaheim Ducks, played about 50 games, and then he did not re-sign, so he's been a free agent, and I think he's been on PTO with a couple teams and then just hasn't landed anywhere.
And the Ducks are, you know, a pretty solid team right now, so it I guess that sucks that he has to leave them. I'm sure it'll be nice to, you know, come back to the Blues and see some familiar faces. How do we fix this second period problem is another tough question.
This is why I'm not a coach.
I feel like we're also not executing enough on the power play. I feel like we had a handful of power plays the other night, and it just, I mean, I feel like we had a better game against Boston. I don't mean we were playing better than them. I just mean like over, like for just overall in the season, I feel like it was one of our better games, just like in the first period. But I just feel like we're not, I don't know. It's something about the second period where we're just not creating enough chances. Not, it's like we lose momentum, we lose our energy, we lose our endurance, whatever it is. And we just slip away the second period. And then we got to climb uphill in the third, even if it's like a close game or whatever. It's an uphill battle against ourselves in the third.
Yeah, I was texting my uncle last night, actually, in the first period. And I was like, man, this looks like the Blues. This looks like Blues hockey. They're being aggressive. They're playing well. So I don't know what happens between the first and the second period, but they need to figure that one out. That's really on them, especially with how close these games are and them just giving up or giving a lead away. Yeah, I don't really know too much about, you know, what would go on, but second period is on the list of things that need to be fixed for them. I think they just got to realize that it's not 20 minutes of hockey, it's 60 minutes.
Yeah, I think just what I was kind of saying earlier, it just comes down to just, I think, one is just fitness and two is discipline. I think those are two. That's just my opinion. Everybody's different. There's, you know, at home, there's 18,000 plus eyes that see the game. But that's just what I see. I just see undisciplined team that's unfit is how I see it. I know these guys are probably working hard and trying their butts off to stay competitive and try and win games and whatever. And, you know, I'm sure as a professional athlete, it's frustrating to lose and this, that, and the other, but I don't know. I mean, things are falling apart for a reason. And I think those are two key components, undisciplined and unfit. That's just the way I see it.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially like watching a lot of other teams.
If that answer, you know, bothers you or frustrates you or, you know, you're wrong or whatever, it's like, then like, what else? I mean, what else is it really? At the end of the day, you're not disciplining yourself to be more competitive and to keep yourself from giving up leads, keep yourself from blowing, you know, a last second goal or whatever. That continues to still happen from time to time. And obviously the second period keeps falling apart. Your game keeps falling apart mid game constantly. So I think it kind of, the math adds up that you're undisciplined and you're unfit. And it's like, you know, if a player somehow hears this, I hope it frustrates you and angers you and motivates you to go out there and grind and give me an A+ performance.
I hope it offends them.
Right, because I tell it like it is, and I don't care if it hurts your feelings, you know.
You're just a tired.
Yeah, I'm frustrated. I mean, I wish I could just go out there and just deck somebody just to start something, you know. I mean, it sounds stupid, but I mean, let's do something. Let's be competitive. Let's get fired up. Let's turn the ship around. Do something, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's coming. That's all I gotta say. I'm here for it. I am a diehard Blues fan. You know, it is very frustrating to be losing all the time, but you know, we have the tools, we have the players, we have the coach. It's just them wanting to put the effort in, discipline. Them wanting to show up every night, and they gotta do it for themselves, they gotta do it for the teammates, they gotta do it for the city, they gotta do it for the fans. And like I said, I'm hoping once everybody gets healthy, things start going the way that we want them to go, and you know, get on a run here.
Yeah, and even if things don't get better, you know, we'll still have our break, you know, in the season. Maybe that's kind of what we need, like last year, just get ourselves a break, regroup, get back to neutral, and just go, you know, 0-100 for the rest of the season and maybe put ourselves in a playoff spot. You know, it starts now. It starts now with winning those close games and keeping those leads with, you know, seconds left in the game to make sure you secure those 2 points night in and night out.
Yep. It's got to be every night. You know, they didn't put themselves in a good position. We literally just got 10 wins the other day. We were the last team in the league to hit 10 wins. They haven't put themselves in a good spot. We got to dig. We're literally at the bottom. And we got to dig, dig, dig.
That's right. Dig, dig, dig. Do you have anything else to add? Any other topics? I think I've run out for now.
Yeah, I think we have covered the big things that need to be covered.
Absolutely. So I guess I'll do it. But, you know, we got a good handful of divisional games coming up. So, you know, listen to this podcast, spread it around to fellow Blues fans. Section 314 podcast, Maggie and Sam bring it to you as good as it can get. And hopefully the Blues turn it around. Hopefully Fabbri, you know, puts a smile on some of your faces and we get a few more wins here before Christmas. So thank you again, Maggie, for joining me. Thank you all for listening. Spread the word, Section 314 podcast. And until the ice is clean again, we'll see you next time.